This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're going to continue with your phone calls here. It's Ian and Chris in the studio. But on the way, apparently Trump has made a proposal to end this so-called government shutdown after almost an entire month.
Right.
At this point, he's making a proposal. We'll tell you more about that and why it's actually making some of the conservative commentators upset, which I just enjoy seeing. So we'll get into that. Coming up here, your calls and thoughts. First, we go to the phones, to the fun. We got Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you got sounds like you got a radio turned up. You may want to turn that down. That way we can hear you on the air. Gene?
Okay.
Go ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you might have your headphones turned up a little bit loud because I am hearing I'm hearing us come back a little bit. But go ahead and get your thoughts out if you can.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling about a video I just posted on Twitter. Larkin Rose, of course. Everybody knows Larkin Rose.
No, I suspect most people don't know who Larkin Rose is, actually.
Well, I mean, everybody in the studio and those of us on the Discord.
Well, Larkin Rose is a libertarian commentator. He's libertarian party is not the right word. He probably would describe himself as an anarchist or maybe a voluntarist. I'm not sure exactly what what term or how he's describing himself these days. Longtime commentator. He wrote books, a lot of books. One of them actually was about not paying income tax.
Yep.
He ended up going to federal prison. I think it was like a minimum security kind of situation for a couple of years in which he used the time to write another book or so,
right.
Something like that. Great writer. He wrote The Greatest Superstition, which is all about how sort of the belief in authority, this concept of authority, is a ridiculous superstition. And it was really good. Nice short book. Easy to read. So what were you calling about, Larkin Rose, Gene, the Christian anarchist?
Well, I posted this on Twitter, and I want to challenge all of the listeners to watch this video. It's on YouTube. Just look for Message to the Voting Cattle, Larkin Rose. And it really shakes up the fact that the government or the Goonerment is actually a religion.
Mm.
And if you could, as far as Christians go, if you actually believe there's a devil,
the Goonerment is the devil.
And he really puts that out on that video. If you watch that video and you're a Christian or a Jew or whatever you claim to be, your religion is, you're going to see that he makes the perfect argument that what you're doing when you're putting your government above everything else is you're actually in a cult. You're worshiping the devil as in the form of the Goonerment. And you need to analyze that. You need to take a look at what you're really doing when you put that.
Now, why is it the devil? I mean, can you kind of explain that?
Well, because all evil is basically, you know, we blame the devil for all the evil. And if there is a devil, he certainly is encapsulated in what all governments throughout history have ever done, which is murder and rob and destroy, and basically to the benefit of a few selected individuals, a few powerful people. This has been the same story for 8,000 years. And the one thing that we have today that might make a difference if we can protect it is the internet, because the internet allows things like Larkin Rose to get those ideas out,
right?
That those things can be published in a way that everybody in the world can see it. And even if you're in China, which I just was, you can use a VPN to see those things. It's a powerful tool, and I hope that using this tool results in liberty flourishing.
And what is it that one would search for again to see this video that you're recommending? I think it's like 20 minutes, right?
It's called, Message to the Voting Cattle by Larkin Rose.
Well, okay. And I would say thank you for the call tonight, Gene, because there's just too much talkback coming from your line for whatever reason. I don't know if your headphones are turned up too loud or whatever, but appreciate that. I don't think that, and again, without having seen the video,
right.
I mean, I generally know Larkin Rose. I have read his book, The Greatest Superstition, great book. I love the idea of letting people know that authority, this concept of authority, is a bunch of BS, that humans, if we're all born equal,
right.
That we don't have so-called authority, the ability to, I mean, essentially tell somebody else what to do,
right?
And have usually the force, you know, threat of force backing the telling of that thing. Well, I say you do this or else, right? And having people believe that that's somehow legitimate, that's authority, right? That's sort of the belief that a stranger telling you what to do, like with this restaurant we talked about.
Right.
Some lady calling herself a city manager at this organization calling itself the City of Keene, says, I don't think that's a good sign. I don't like that name. It's offensive.
I'm offended.
Yeah.
I really like where Gene comes from in this stuff, and I appreciate a lot of the thoughts that Larkin Rose did, because I'm from another generation, and I grew up with a lot of people who I would definitely consider themselves Christians, and they want to be good Christians. And here I come, and I want to talk about liberty, and I want to talk about libertarian ideals. What I've found really effective and what I continue to do is to argue the fact that if you are a Christian, if you believe in God, libertarianism is the closest thing to that. It's certainly not what the conservatives today are preaching. It's certainly not war, and it's certainly not, what the progressives are doing, which says that everyone must be taken care of by the state, and basically being made a vassal. I really do believe that, and I like that line of thinking. I keep trying to come up with ways that will break through that sort of boundary people have to discuss something that it goes against their worldview.
Well, and whether you believe in the devil or not, or you believe that there's some sort of reason, whatever that is, that people get terrible ideas of violence against their fellow neighbor, whatever it is that leads people to conclusions that it's okay to go ahead and use violence to get your way, or the threat of violence, which is basically everything that backs government. It's violence or the threat of violence that backs every single government program, every government demand, every government order, every government license, every government everything.
Right.
It's backed by the threat of violence. And if you disbelieve me, well, then just try disobeying.
Right.
Try doing what they tell you not to do. Try opening a business without, asking their permission first.
And I've just never found a line of thinking that agrees so much with my moral compass.
That's the idea of don't use violence on your neighbor?
Right. Yeah. And where is that most prominently written? It is in our religious tomes, and it's not just Christianity.
Universal.
It's a universal idea, and that's why I do believe that, that's part of why I fight for liberty, is because it agrees with my morality.
Yeah, it's moral, and further, it's also practical. Now, some people argue that liberty, the idea of leaving your neighbors alone and not threatening them, could be inefficient in some way. Some people believe that you must force everybody to participate for the so-called social good. But, of course, the question is, who decides what is good?
Right. And does everybody agree that this is all good? Of course not.
No, nobody agrees. That's why we have this, schism in the United States and various different divisions between people, even within one side or the other. And again, I am, red, blue. I don't believe in all that stuff. I think politicians are all bad. I think all of the entire state structure is completely bad. It is rotten to the core. And again, whether you believe in, that it's the devil behind it or not, I can understand why a Christian would see that. And Gene is the Christian anarchist, that last caller. Because if the devil is this voice that calls to people to use violence, to do immoral things, then the government is that voice. And it's so well... it's so well camouflaged, it's so well spoken, and it's so persuasive to people.
Just
to think,
like in the Bible.
Right, to think that, oh, it's not violence. We're just voting.
We're helping you.
It's not violence when the government tells you that you can't have a sign that says Fa Keen Great, the name of a Keen business that's now finally going to be able to open up because the government was made to look like fools in the mainstream media. Oh, it's not violence. Really? Well, what happens if you go ahead and open your doors and hang your sign anyway? What is the government going to do about it? It's Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You dial in toll free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Trump apparently has made a proposal to end the government shutdown, and he has angered some of his own conservative base with this, which is the kind of thing I like to see Trump you know, I like seeing him do that. It's really, he's been really entertaining. And he's grown on me quite a bit. I mean, he was always entertaining, but it just keeps getting better.
I'm going back to like the first weeks.
Yeah.
Remember it was like a month or two in and we're like, my God, it's like every day, every single day, there's something new, there's whatever. Some new scrap going on. We love it.
Yep. So Bitcoin.com, by the way, is bringing you Free Talk Live this hour. It is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet. They can help you buy Bitcoin and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. By the way, you can buy less than a Bitcoin. So if you've heard about Bitcoin and you think, wow, this sounds really cool, or maybe you don't know anything about it yet, but you've heard about the price and you think, oh my God, it's too expensive. I can't afford a Bitcoin. That's $4,000, $3,600, I think, today. $3,600?
Yep.
For one Bitcoin? I can afford that. Well, actually, it goes down to 8 decimal points. So you can divide a Bitcoin down way further than you can divide a dollar.
Way below a penny.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to get $20 worth of Bitcoin, that's no problem. Just learn more at Bitcoin.com. They've got the Bitcoin.com Academy there where you can learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. You can also read the latest news at Bitcoin.com. They also have a Bitcoin forum on which you can engage with the community. As we continue here, Ian and Chris in the studio, to the phones, to the fun. We are with David now in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, howdy. You know, what surprises me most about the government shutdown is how people are being conned right in front of their faces.
What do you mean?
So if you went down to McDonald's and you ordered a burger and the guy just stared at you and didn't, you know, he took your money, but he didn't give you a burger.
That's probably happened to a few people at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, clearly. And so in the case of Trump, he's our employee. He's not supposed to be making side deals on our dime.
What's the evidence that he's your employee?
That the election for the presidency.
But wait, you didn't sign an employment agreement with this guy, right?
Well, how does the swearing-in process happen? How does
they have a bunch of magic words. They stand up in front of a camera and they put a big show on. They put a big show on for you. But you don't get to tell him what to do.
Are you pretending that the president isn't supposed to do the will of the people?
Oh, my God. Where's the evidence that any president... Wait. David, where is the evidence that any president has ever done the will of the people?
Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm talking
about.
Just,
how about an example?
He's laughing at you right in front of your face.
How do you determine...
your face.
I'm talking about Obama, too. David, I'm also talking about Obama. And Bush, and Clinton, and all the rest of them before it. How do you determine what the will of the people is, number one? I mean, let alone whether or not it's their responsibility to actually do that. How would you know? Like, how do you, David, know what the will of the people is?
He's taken a 27-day vacation.
Can you answer a
right
question?
Right in front of our face.
Can
right
you answer a question? Do you just have talking points?
I mean, give us an example. Give us an example of how Bush is doing.
America is set up
the
in a tripartite government, right? You got the judicial, the executive, and the legislative.
Legislative, yes.
Right. So executive runs the government. The judicial decides whether he's running it properly, and the legislative measures out the money for him to write the checks.
Well,
he is supposed to be writing checks to 800,000 employees, and
okay.
He's sitting on his ass all day long and tweeting, sitting on his ass on the toilet tweeting.
I don't know if he does that, but really, I mean, what these people in Congress, the legislative branch, one-third of this three-legged stool, which is what our government is.
Stools, right.
The legislative branch, they're the ones who are supposed to be telling...
Come on, man. Let the man make a point. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I'm just saying, they're the ones that are making sure that the will of the people is brought forward. So I question whether any of it does.
The will of the people, they have food inspections.
Hold on. The role of the executive is to enact the actions that the legislature has brought forward, the will of the people. Now, one could argue that if the will of the people is to pay people in government, then yeah, maybe you're right. But
how about
again,
air traffic controllers? Is it the will of the people that we have air traffic controllers?
How about this for air traffic controllers that let the airports hire them?
Ooh.
That's no, because it's our property. It's our property, and there's no reason to give a fat cat contract and give him cost overruns for running our property.
No,
we the people can run our own lives instead of a bunch of cronies.
What is your property? The airport itself?
Dude, if you don't think that America doesn't own the air, own the water, own
America.
The shoreline.
What
America
does it mean when you say America? Do you mean the plot of land?
Well, it's not we the people when you say it like that.
Well, if you want to abandon it, that's your problem.
If you if you actually own something, if you own a thing, you have control over it.
Right.
Right. If I own a house, I have the ability to go in that house.
Yep.
If you own the airport traffic control tower thing that they have, or they, you know, that thing that they all hang out in and do their job, you should be able to go in there.
Right.
Why don't you try that next time you're at the airport? Since you own it. I'm going to bring David back here because he was just continuing to talk. I wanted to make sure he could hear that. David?
You're not impressing me. Trump is a slumlord.
I'm not here to impress
you,
David.
Trump is organized crime.
Yes.
Trump is organized
crime. Yes, he is. But you couldn't see that Barack Obama was as well.
We're in agreement on that.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, David. David's been calling the show for a long time.
I know.
And you could not see that Barack Obama was also organized crime. So you are correct that Donald Trump is organized crime, but so were all of his predecessors.
So let me ask you this, David. How about government shutdowns under Democratic presidents? How about government shutdowns under Obama?
Government shutdown under Newt Gingrich, right?
Newt Gingrich was never president.
Well, I understand that, but he did it from Congress.
Well, this is true, and
so
one could argue.
So if you're going to try to say that Bill Clinton shut down government, you're a liar.
It's only the Republicans who can shut down government.
Republicans that can shut down government? Come on, it takes two sides. What you have is two sides.
You can lie to this generation, but you look at history.
Dude, I'm so much older than these generations. What I'm saying is when appropriations are not passed, that requires two parties. You have the Congress, which has failed to put something forward.
Yes.
Okay, good.
God, they're all organized crime.
Organized crime loves shutting down government.
No, organized crime loves government because the government is organized crime. Thank you for the call, David. The thing is, the difference between, I loved Harry Brown's quote about this back, I think, in 2000 when he was running for president for the Libertarian Party, that the government's just the mafia that flies flags in front of its offices.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
The mafia normally doesn't want you to know where they are. They don't want you to know where their hangouts and offices and, you know, wherever it is their warehouses are. But the government doesn't care. You can know where they are because you believe in them. You believe that there's something else besides what they are, which is the most successful organized criminal enterprise known to man, probably,
in our history
at this point. More coming up here. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats say the new proposal from the president is a non-starter. President Trump has made a new offer to end the 29-day-old government shutdown. He said in an effort to break the logjam, he's offering Democrats
3 years of legislative relief for 700,000 DACA recipients brought here unlawfully by their parents at a young age.
That, plus a 3-year extension of status for those here from disaster-stricken countries. The president calls it a common-sense compromise, but Democrats quickly rejected the idea. Mr. Trump says Senate leader Mitch McConnell will put the package on the Senate floor this coming week. In his White House address, the president now says his wall would be a steel barrier and not continuous. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited here to dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. We're getting the fundamentals in here tonight, Chris. This
right.
is like, you know, the basics of, hello, it's not your government.
Well, it's sort of not, a civics lesson there, too.
Yeah, it's not we the people. It's actually a criminal enterprise. And it was always a criminal enterprise. It wasn't just. It didn't just become a criminal enterprise when Trump took over. It was a criminal enterprise for as long as any of us have been breathing.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and the brilliance of the state is how they have convinced people otherwise. And you heard the guy that was on the phone. We're going to continue the calls here, but he did bring up this idea of the will of the people. And this is you know, that's sort of one of the phrases you'll hear along with, well, we're the government.
In our true democracy.
Well, it's provable that you're not the government, because you're not, unless you are, in which case you're listening to us in D.C. or wherever, but most of the people listening are not the government, and when you vote for these people, you're not really voting for any meaningful choice. People realized that in 2016, didn't they, when they had to choose between, when they felt like they had to choose between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
I mean, oh, yeah.
A lot of people didn't really much care for that particular choice. It's not like that was your will.
It wasn't much of a choice.
It wasn't your will to put those people in there. You didn't have any real discretion or decision-making ability to decide who ran for the candidacies of, let's say, U.S. representative or state representative or whatever. And how many of them have actually spoken to you? How would they know, based on your vote, what your will is? Because some people vote to protect. Right, they vote
right.
for the least of the evils. They know they're voting for somebody who's evil, but they're voting for the one that they find less detestable.
Sorry, Hillary. That was Donald Trump in
right.
your case?
Right. So, you know, people who were voting for Trump, many of them were voting because he wasn't Hillary.
Right.
People were voting for Hillary, voting because she wasn't Trump. That's not an endorsement of their platform. other people are maybe single-issue voters, where they're like, well, Trump's real good on guns. Maybe he's not. But, you know, they thought he was better on one issue than Hillary, so they voted on that issue. Or some people voted for Hillary for one issue. Does that mean that everything that person does is the will of the people? How many times have politicians, regardless of party, done things that you've cheered for? You're like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Hold on.
Oh, I just love losing more of my freedom. I love having more money taken from me by these unaccountable bureaucrats who do whatever they want with it, and then you can't do anything about it.
And that's the point I want to make here, too, is that we talk about elections and our will of our people, and, you know, we get to vote. You know, as a country, we select, 537 people every year. We vote for a president, a vice president.
Mm.
We vote for members of Congress and Senate, not all at once, but you know what I mean? You've got about, 650-ish people that we actually elect. How many people are shut down right now? What's the number everybody keeps throwing out? 800,000 people out of work?
It's a fraction of
it. Fraction. If you were to say that, okay, we actually project our will of the people through our elected officials, then what about the independent actions of those other 800,000 bureaucrats that go to work every day? The guy that says that, no, you can't ship a pregnant clam to Albania because that's a regulation. You know what I mean? It's all this unwritten stuff, the stuff that was never voted on by your representatives to represent the will of you, but it's there still. It has force of law. You didn't vote for that.
Nope.
You didn't ask for it, but it gets done every day.
But you put up with it, because to not put up with it means go to prison.
It's not much of a choice there.
You don't want to do what they tell you to? Well, they got a nice cold cell waiting for you, and they'll keep you there as long as they need to get their lesson across.
Yeah.
And the lesson is, you do what you're told, or else. That's how the government works, and it's how the government works in the United States, and it's how the government works in Japan, and it's how the government works in, you name the place, wherever it is, all around the planet.
Well, to be clear, I'm not bashing the U.S. government.
Yep.
I'm bashing all governments.
All of them. Absolutely.
And that's what people have a hard time wrapping their head around.
They do, but, you know, it's the message has to get out there, and that's one of the things we do here on Free Talk Live. We tell it like it is. Now, you don't like it? That's fine. We got phone lines. You can call in. Phones are loaded up right now. We're going back to them. Numbers here are 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you as well. If you want to sound really great on the air, like almost like you're sitting here in the studio, get on our Discord server. You can also chat with other listeners there anytime you want over at discord.lrn.fm. There's text chat, and sometimes they get into the voice chat rooms with each other, which is cool. And it's free. So discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to Pete. He's in Virginia. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having my call.
Sure.
That last caller, I don't know where you find these guys, but I believe you were saying that, you know, if Newt Gingrich had done it back then, one could argue that Nancy Pelosi is now responsible for it from Congress. I believe was the point you were trying to make. It kind of leads into, I actually work for the federal government, and I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers, not like a police type or bureaucratic situation, just more of a construction worker that happens to be working for the government.
Are you a contractor, or do you actually have a government paycheck?
I actually have a government paycheck.
Huh, okay.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, I don't really want
to,
but...
That's fine.
Anyway,
you don't have to tell us where. That's fine.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, this guy was pretty much saying how, you know, Obama never had a fair shake because, you know, basically nobody wanted to help him out because of his ethnicity, and then, you know, Trump is killing our economy, this, that, and the other. My point is, just like the last caller too, how on earth do you combat a government that is essentially organized crime when the majority of the entire population of the country is willfully ignorant? How do you turn things around? How do you start, you know, making things better? And
It's a great question. How do you combat ignorance? And the answer is with information. And here we are now in the information age. We're approaching 2020. We're in 2019, and it's going to be 2020 soon, and we've all got internet connections if we want them, for the most part. There are very few people in the United States who can't access the internet if they really want to. So there's a lot of info out there. It's easier now to get ideas into people's heads. The gatekeepers, the traditional gatekeepers, they're dying off. There have been so many different examples of this. And, I mean, look, we're on traditional old media, right? We're a broadcast show. We're also available online, of course, you know, podcast and live stream, and you know, we're on a satellite feed as well. So we're in a lot of different places. But old media like newspapers, television, radio, these things are slowly dying off. Newspapers quickly dying off. Magazines quickly dying off. Over the last decade plus, newspaper subscriptions have gone down dramatically. The pass-around rate and all that stuff, it's gone down. And newspapers have sometimes just gone out of business entirely. Others have been sold off at pennies on the dollar to the highest bidder. Others that are still kind of, you know, still kind of making it, they've cut back. Some of them, they've cut back on the size of the paper, on the, you know, the thickness of it, on the actual width of the paper itself, and to the number of pages. You know, cutting back all of those things, raising prices, and all this, you know, at the same time, putting up paywalls on their website so people can't actually read the news without handing over some money. And most people, they're used to not having to pay for things on the web, so they probably won't do that. And so we're watching them as they die off. The magazine business is consolidating. The printers are going out of business, so there are fewer and fewer options there. So it's you know, the old media is having a tough time staying relevant. Look at like TV stations. Sometimes they'll do reports, or media websites will do reports on what Twitter is saying. There's whole articles.
This president, that's most of the news.
But not even just the president. No, I mean, sometimes it's like, here's what people are saying. This is like sometimes a headline. Here's what people are saying on Twitter about whatever thing.
And this is viral or whatnot.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, the media is now reporting on the internet, meaning not they're placing their reports on the internet. They're doing that. But reporting on what the internet does and what's coming out of the internet. So, like, it's all changing. The ways that you can get your message out, and if the message is what we're talking about, you know, to counter the idea of the state itself, of coercive government, that message can get out now in a way that it never could 20 years ago. 30 years ago, libertarians, you know, they were all passing around books and stuff. Pete, go quick.
Wait, one last question. Where do you find reliable sources of information anymore in this information age?
Well, that's a good question as well, and we can address that coming up. Pete, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Where can you find reliable sources of internet in this age of fake news, right? This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves here. You bring up anything you want. We're really talking about some interesting ideas, to me at least, the idea of sharing the idea of liberty with folks and explaining what the government actually is, which is, of course, the most successful criminal gang, the most successful enterprise of criminality on the planet and in any, and for all governments in any geographic area, because they've managed to fool people into thinking there's something else, to fool people into thinking, you're part of this. You're the government. You voted.
We're a reflection of you.
Yeah, and I'm not, which, if that's true, that's a really ugly reflection. And I'm not saying that I'm against voting, necessarily. I'm not saying that. And while people like Larkin Rose, who was mentioned earlier on the show tonight, there are people who are against voting. I think that as long as you are in a society in which people still have this belief, and they do, you know, 99.9% of the people or thereabouts probably have the belief that government is good, that government's useful, that we need government, that it's just being run the wrong way. Right. There's those Democrats or those Republicans, they're just screwing it up.
If I can get my guy in there, yeah, he'll straighten things out.
But yet that never works,
not quite.
So we can talk about all that. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Ian and Chris here in the studio. And the toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. The Discord server allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. You can go to discord.lrn.fm and jump in there. It's free. That's discord.lrn.fm. I did want to address the question that our last caller had asked right before we went to break, before we continue with more calls. He says, where do you find reliable sources of information? We got more information than ever.
Oh, boatloads.
But how do you discern which ones are reliable?
Yeah, it's a tough question. It's a question a lot of people are trying to solve. I know a couple entrepreneurs that are looking at different ways of using different technologies to reward people for basically fact checking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what the spin is, but is what is being said true or not? So I think that we're probably going to see that as a service.
That the market will provide that.
The market will provide some solution where if you subscribe to, you know, ABC Corporation, they will give you, you know, their rated news.
But then how do you know they're not on the take?
Well, exactly. At some point, you have to trust something, and if that company is rated by other companies, and if there's more competition, yeah.
Well, besides looking at companies, wasn't that, I forget the name of it, there was like a blockchain-based, cryptocurrency-based kind of decentralized system. Now, it was started by some organization, but the idea would be to allow more people to look at a thing and determine whether or not it's true. And
this was exactly what I was referring
somehow
to.
Somehow vote, yeah. Some kind of system. Trive?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, whether it's any good or not, I honestly don't know. Yeah. It sounded interesting. I remember we interviewed the guy who was behind that from one of the cryptocurrencies.
Yep.
Conferences.
David Mondras.
Yeah, a while back. Nice, you know, nice enough guy. Interesting concept.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't have enough participation. Is it working? I don't know. This is like, we're in the questioning situation where people need to figure out options. We need to figure out which options work. But right now, the best answer, I think, to the question is you have to use different sources and determine for your own sake, you know, which ones are believable. Because ultimately, you don't really know. Like, even with the mainstream media, there's a lot of mistakes, right? So they've been around a long time. So names like CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or, you know, your local newspaper, they've got that history behind them. But that doesn't mean that what they're reporting on right now is necessarily true or what they were reporting on 10 years ago was true. And sometimes within a news article, and you know this as well as anybody else, they'll get some of the things right.
Right.
But a few things they'll get wrong, and it may be on accident.
Right, but sometimes it's just blatant spin.
Sure.
And everybody, I think, has probably been forwarded like a chart, you know, showing where all these different media sources sit in terms of spin. Which media sources are reporting things the most honestly? And typically things like NPR tend to show up towards the center of a chart.
Hmm.
You'll see things like Fox News all the way to the right, and you'll see things like MSNBC or CNN all the way to the left.
But I would put all of those on a different chart. I would say they're all on the pro-government chart. So, like, they're all over
on the pro-government
side of things, and there's almost never, with the exception of a few exceptions, maybe John Stossel.
Yeah.
If Ron Paul manages to sneak on as a talking head or something like that every now and then. But the overall narrative is that government's legitimate, everything is cool, we love the government, we just don't like the people in charge.
Right. I think the first thing to do is I'd see if you can identify an honest news source. Good luck with that.
Yeah,
because it's a challenge. But then apply your own spin to it. I mean, it's... I read mainstream media all the time because I bring in stories for us to discuss here, and we usually use these same people we're vilifying.
But we can see through a lot of the BS.
And that's what we bring up. So,
but we still don't know what the facts are. We still have to take their word for the alleged facts in the case.
Yeah, and that's where I think some sort of a rating. So, yeah, I wish those guys at Trive luck. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Let's go to the phones here. Continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Bob. He's listening in Indiana, I presume,
hey,
to WIBC, but they didn't get that info. Bob?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm on WIBC.
Excellent, sir. Doing good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm retired from the Navy. I spent over 20 years in. So I was in the belly of the beast for a period of time there.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, don't be sorry.
Sounds awful to me.
I enjoyed it.
God. Some people are masochists, I guess, or, you know, whatever. Sadists?
But no, I kept my libertarian tendencies, and those have only grown over time here. So,
sure.
Something, okay, a couple of things, though. I wanted to, I don't know if you guys have seen it, the Thaw Lady in Keene.
Yeah.
She did get her sign approved as originally designed.
Yes. Not only did we know that, we also broke the news here in Keene because we're intimately involved. Chris, you way more so than I. I'm just a property manager involved in where she used to rent. If you're watching us on, I know you're not, but we got a Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. We're both modeling and we didn't agree to this. We just happen to be wearing these things.
The spring collection.
We're both modeling the Keene. Great. You've got the hat, Chris, and I have the t-shirt on, all of which are available right now in stock.
They are.
Amazingly, over at Route101Gifts.com. That's where you can get them.
All right. I'm sure.
Bob, what did you want to say besides the fact that you at once were in the Navy?
Well, a couple of things there. Yeah. Coming up on 30 days of the, quote, government shutdown, unquote, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe at that point, those 800,000 non-essential workers can be riffed laid off, basically.
Yeah, somebody called about this last hour, and
we heard that.
There seemed to be some question marks around how, you know, true that statement is. Where is it that you get that belief?
Article 5. There's a federal statute, obviously, dealing with it. There's a federal statute about, you know, walking down the sidewalk. but am I wrong?
No, I know. It wouldn't surprise me.
There was tears behind my laughter.
Yeah.
Right. But I have actually, I mean, I haven't gone to the source, but I have gone to several other sources, which is what you guys were just talking about.
Yeah.
So I believe that to be the case.
Do you think that's what he's going to do? Let's presume that it is the case, and I hope it's the case.
Right.
I really do. If that is the case, do you think that's what Trump's plan is? Is that what he's actually going to do?
Well, now that I don't, do I think he has the balls to do it? I do.
Whether he will do it or not, of course,
right,
is another question. I think you're right. If that's what he wants to do, then yes, he does have the huevos. He could definitely do that. Bob, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
One of you, I forget which one, and I don't know if you were endorsing it or not, but when you talk about news sources, one of you said something about, you know, if they're critically approved by the by their peers or whatever, and boy, I just really couldn't disagree more there. I mean,
I would never ask a news source to approve its peers. I think that you need to check news sources by checking multiple different sources, independent, blog. If there's a story out there that's being reported by a mainstream media source, see if you can find a blogger who was there,
right?
You know, and get a different perspective on it.
And what I was referring to was a very common chart that gets passed around on social media that shows these are the news sources that put the least spin on it. They tend to report most directly. But again, that is somebody's opinion of all these different news sources.
Well, I would just close by saying anything on Facebook has to be true, correct?
Exactly. Abraham Lincoln said that.
Thanks, Bob. Good call, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good one, man.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, this is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got a whole hour left. Plenty of time for you to get your call and your thoughts on the air with us about whatever's on your mind. You can take control at 855-450-FREE or jump in to our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open for you right now over at discord.lrn.fm. So you can't get in on the phones, get over there. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.